Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
And I don't have air conditioning. Do you have air conditioning?
Yeah, and about 40 billion ants.
Oh, yeah. The place I'm staying has ants, too.
They just
showed up today. It was great. I took my dog to a cardiologist and then came back, and my entire dining room was...
You went to the cardiologist?
For my dog.
Oh, wow. For your dog.
Yeah, to take my dog to the cardiologist.
LA. And, proud of you.
Yeah. And it
How
was,
old's your dog?
9.
Time to just let it go, I think. You have a kid now. Whoa. You're fine. Yeah. Wow, what kind of dog do you have? Do you have like a big dog?
No, it's a shitty little fucking King Charles Spaniel.
Oh, those are cute though.
Yeah, she's real cute. She's just retarded.
And has a heart murmur or something?
Yep.
Really?
How did you find it? Panting or something?
No, we just took her to the vet for something else and they were like, I think she has a heart murmur.
And you're like,
so then we're like, okay.
She could have just gone peacefully in her sleep, but yeah. Now you have to fix it.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly
now
right.
You found out. So That's why I don't go to the doctor.
Went and dropped 500 bones to have her be like, it's the same as it was last
Vets
year.
Vets are scum. They really do. They prey on the fact that you love your animals and they fucking overcharge
God
you and
damn.
They give you like no other options and they make everything very dire.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
I had like a puppy and I took her to the vet to get spayed or neutered, whichever one the girl gets. And they slit her artery. And she like bled out and then she had to get a blood transfusion. And then they were like, okay, so the only issue is if she ever has to get a blood transfusion again, it's not going to take. It's kind of like a one shot one. And I'm like, the dog is like 3 months old or it might have even been less than that. I'm like, you already fucked her chances of like ever. And like with me, I'm probably going to like, she's going to get killed or something. Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then they charged me. So I was like livid. I'm like, why are you charging me for anything? You fucking slit an artery on my dog.
They did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they still made me pay like $75 for something. I mean, it still wasn't that much, but it was like, shouldn't you be paying me money for having
for almost
damaged?
Killing your dog?
But then 4 years later, when I quit drinking and I moved to New York to do stand up, I gave my dog to my parents to house it or to dog sit, and I've never gotten her back.
I was just gonna say, how's the dog?
She's 12 now, I think. Yeah.
You put her in better hands.
Okay. I gave her. I don't know if it's better. I mean, I don't even know.
Yeah.
They raised me. Pretty fucking wild.
Yeah.
My parents have never like. We had a dog when we were growing up that was. She was a Bichon Frise, but she was like, I think she was autistic. First of all, she was the least friendly dog. Like, she would sit down if you pet her. She would get up and walk out of the room. So it was just like this exercise and like wanting, because you know, your own dog is like the cutest thing in the world, even though everyone else probably thought she was ugly. But I was just like wanted to pet her so bad. But if you did, she would just abandon you immediately. But we never walked her. We would just like open the door and let her out. And
where
our
you,
like, so, we grew up
Philadelphia?
In Cheltenham, outside of Northeast Philly. So like in the suburbs. So we would let her out and she'd be running through the street. People would bring her back. And I just remember as a kid being like so annoyed when people would bring her back. Be like,
you keep her. She doesn't
it's
like
us. It's like, we don't walk her. We let her out. She's supposed to be wandering around and the neighbors would get pissed. She'd shit in their yard and stuff. And my parents, like, I think that's like the perfect analogy for how they raised us. It was just like.
Let them go.
Let
free
them go.
Range.
They'll come back when they're hungry.
Did free range the children.
Doorknob or did you go through a doggy door?
I went through a doggy door.
Be nothing hilarious.
We lived in a tent, so.
Did you have a doggy door? I always thought that
we
was like.
A doggy door.
That meant you were rich.
But also,
is that
like,
weird?
Do you think it was like
bizarre.
You're rich because people could break in and take all of your jewels and you wouldn't care?
Right.
It feels so unsafe.
There needs to be more people with jewels.
Just jewels.
Loose jewels. Not
loose
like
jewels.
On jewelry. Those are my rubies. I keep them in the downstairs safe.
I feel like of all the dogs, the King Charles would have jewels.
Plenty of jewels.
Yeah. I'm going to put jewels on my dog. I don't have a dog. Because I can't take care of anything. Mm-mm.
Since I call my daughter Jules, her name is Julia, so my dog probably hates jewels.
Yeah. Does your dog hate your daughter?
Kid?
She likes her only during feeding time because my daughter throws most of her food on the ground.
Okay,
now.
That's fun.
But then the rest of the time, Julia's now walking around and she just waits for the dog to go to sleep and then she just goes over and pulls as much hair as she can. Evil child.
My dog, like I would always fight after my brother had my twin brother had his daughter. I would always argue like we're bringing the dogs. My parents have a dog and then they have my dog. I'm like, we're bringing the dogs on family vacation. I don't give a fucking shit. But then my niece got old enough. Like she turned like two and she
That's
was standing
nice
and the dog would start to fuck her. Like the dog mount her and try to fuck her. And I was like, all right, we're not bringing the dog.
Well,
fucking raping my niece.
Well, I mean, they gotta learn. I mean, what's sex ed now?
Size is all that's important, I think. So,
yeah.
And a dog pussy?
I forgot it was a girl. I forgot.
It's a female dog, but she's like me, alpha.
Yeah. There you go, yeah. She's a lezzy.
Like me. When I was growing up, we had two wiener dogs, and they were both female, and they both humped the fuck out of everything.
Yeah.
And the doctor would be like, well, they won't do it because they're female. I'm like, you haven't seen our dog then for the last 6 years.
It was hilarious, right, though?
It's always funny.
It was the funniest.
It's the funniest thing.
My brother wrote songs about it and shit.
Yeah, my brother's yearbook is like all, like, and everyone signed it. They're like, remember when your dog would fuck that thing?
Yeah.
Because we just had a toy that we'd throw down. My dog would just go crazy.
Fuck yeah.
My sister's dog humps my brother Charlie for no reason.
For every
only
reason.
Well, you're probably right. Sounds he's Charlie's, the easiest one. He puts out the most. So.
Smart.
He's like, oh, this is an easy one. His dick is already out.
That dog is like most dudes then. It doesn't care about looks. It's just down for who's good to go.
I feel like.
That's so hot. It is. Her name's Lucky, but Charlie's the lucky
one.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? That's how it goes. Well, Annie, thank you so much for coming to the Comedy Store podcast.
Thank you so much for having me on
this
thing.
We can do our little song and dance that we normally do to open up the Comedy Store podcast.
We've got so much good hate right at the beginning, though, I think.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
They knew what was going on. We're throwing it back to when we were punk rock. And we didn't tell people what podcast they were listening to because no one was listening.
That's right. Now we have listeners, so we have to do our little morning radio shtick and then get hate mail.
Do you think they're going to be like, why were they talking about dogs for so long?
They don't give a
They
fuck.
Probably, yeah, I mean, anyone who's listening to this is most likely on at least mescaline.
Oh, cool.
I think, yeah.
That sounds fun. I never did mescaline. Mescaline.
I've never done it either. No. I've never done a lot.
It's just synthetic peyote, right?
Oh, is it?
I think that's what mescaline is.
Oh, I would do that. I would do that very fast. That sounds great.
Peyote?
I love hallucinogens a lot. They're fun.
Nothing wrong with that. And listen, you don't go to the College of Santa Fe.
I know.
Enjoy,
I forgot. Oh,
that's right.
So
you guys
fun.
Are alum, and it's closed, right?
It went out of business 2.5 times, and then it burned to the ground.
Yeah.
It's so fucking awesome. Like, if ever there was any reassurance that me cutting class was the right move, it was like that was my fucking intuition being like,
what
this is not worth it.
Made you go there? I mean, I get Rick. He was like 100 feet out of the area, right? Is it close?
Did
to you
go up in New Mexico?
No.
Oh, no, it's
not
New Mexico.
Kansas
That's
City,
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wait, but where?
But still, she's Philadelphia. That's the whole other side.
It's so crazy I ended up there. But why did you end up there?
I was my senior year of high school. Some fucking lady showed up at my high school.
Yeah.
And I got a note saying I needed to go to the office. And she was like, I understand you're interested in film school. And I was like, yeah. She's like, well, we have a great film school. And your test scores are fantastic. And I was like, what test scores is she talking about? Because they're not that good.
It's so funny how dumb we all were. Yeah. There was no I don't think anyone didn't get into the school that applied.
Yeah, anyone.
How humiliating if you didn't get into that school.
Yeah, and then they were like, we're going to give you these scholarships. I'm like, sweet.
Well.
They
give you a scholarship?
Yeah.
But they also had a really good film. I mean, they did. Like, there's a lot of film in Santa Fe and stuff, and they had a really great
studio
and stuff. And people, all the Pretty Horses was filmed in there.
Yeah.
Like,
so when I was in high school, I went down for prospective students weekend, and they were finishing all the Pretty Horses thing. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we have professional movie shoots on set, and people get to PA.
Damn,
I was like,
Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
They showed me the Mexican prison they built in the studio, and I'm like,
I would have enjoyed
this.
Yeah,
is
you're
awesome.
Right. I would have been tricked by that.
And so my other option was go to University of Kansas, and that seemed terrible. So yeah. I was like, fuck it, I'm going. So I went, and then while I was there, I was only there for a year, and the only thing they filmed there was like a Randy Macho Man Savage Slim Jim commercial.
Okay. That's a big
so
deal
it wasn't
to me.
Quite as
I got really wet when I thought you were going to say Randy Quaid. I was like, well, what? Randy on. Was there?
Yeah.
Randy?
Nope.
I
the
wish.
Other one.
We didn't get Quaid. We didn't have that kind of clout.
Quaid. Randy
did
Quaid.
Anybody,
let's be clear.
Any weird filming or any cool filming happen when you were there?
They did. Yeah. When I was in Santa Fe, not like I don't know what they filmed at the school because I wasn't in that program. I went for like, what was my major was
I like
think originally
already.
I was gonna go for teaching. Well, I wanted to either do art or teach. I was gonna be a special ed teacher, and they didn't have a special Ooh. Ed program, but I was because I worked for Easter Seals and stuff in Pennsylvania. But so I was gonna do that, and then I gave that up to do God's work, telling dick jokes on stage.
Yep.
All God's across work. The old United States.
Still kind of special
I like,
ed
I mean,
related.
I, for sure, but I don't wipe like 17-year-old boys' assholes anymore, pull out tampons okay. of young ladies. But
are they hiring?
It was a nice job. I would fucking have killed myself by now if I was still doing it, but it was fun. But anyway, so I was like looking at all these different schools. I wanted to leave Philly. I was like, fuck my parents, fuck everyone, like, you know, as a juvenile delinquent, I just didn't want to have anything to do with anything.
Yeah.
That I already knew. I'd had some like rough times in high school. I was like, I'm fucking out of here. And so I like wanted to go as far away as possible. I always liked Arizona. I liked going to visit my cousins in Arizona. So I liked the Southwest.
Oh, okay.
I was into it. And I just went. I found this school. I went to visit and the kids were cool. I just had fun the night that I stayed over.
Yeah.
We just like hung around and like had Sharpies and drew on the walls and stuff. Like we were just being like idiots. And I was like, this is fun. And I ended up going there and I was in Santa Fe for like, I lived there for 7 years.
Wow.
That's impressive.
And then I didn't even graduate for another year. Like it took me 8 years to graduate, just okay. my undergraduate, because I had all these incompletes and stuff. And I finally graduated when I got an email from Susan York, one of my favorite teachers in the whole world, but she was my art teacher. And she wrote me this whole thing. And she was like, the school is going out of business in 2 weeks. Like, you have so many incompletes.
You have to graduate.
She's like, you'll never Dang. Graduate unless I had to fly out and, like, relearn statistics from Brother Brian. They had these Christian brothers walking around with, like, in robes. They were crazy.
They're like monks.
I'd be terrified.
And
honestly.
They had, like, an old haunted military
the
hospital.
Barracks, yeah.
That turned into a cafeteria.
The cafeteria was like the old morgue for in the military barracks. The barracks are what burned down. And that's where I ended up doing counseling psychology, and that was in that building. And the thing was, I had really amazing teachers. Like, I met people there, and all of the students that I'm still friends with, like, some of the most amazing people I've ever met went to this fucking yeah. weird, shitty little school, and some teachers that were, like, so incredible. But it was like, it felt like a joke the whole time. I mean, it really
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
Also, Macklemore went there for like a year
oh,
or
yeah.
two.
I saw
yeah.
that recently. So I saw someone that I went to college with for that year posting
no.
about Macklemore
yeah.
was in the program there. I'm like, that's hilarious.
It's so funny. And then like, I mean, it was just like a weird school. Like they had psychology, art and stuff. And then my boyfriend in college freshman year, he majored in DJ.
Okay. Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Like he made a major in DJ. It was just like not a real school.
It
I
wasn't.
Think the MOV was like the closest. The Moving Image Arts was the closest.
I mean, it was still ridiculous. Like right. my teachers were all fucking terrible. I was only there for a year, but mm-hmm. part of why I left was I'm like, what the fuck is going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
My English teacher just stopped coming at one point.
No.
Wow.
Returned after like...
Was I your English teacher? Because I would do that.
Dude, this like, lady, she was so fucking nuts. And she was there like the first, I want to say, month and a half. And then she didn't show up. And some of us were like, oh, that's weird. So, you know, after 20 minutes, whatever, 15-minute rule, whatever it is, you're just like, all right, she's not coming today.
Yeah.
So I did that for like 2 weeks before I'm like, I don't think she's coming back.
Yeah.
And so then someone told me, like a full month went by and someone was like, hey, Miss, I can't remember what her name was at first because it changed. She was like, hey, so-and-so came back. She wants everyone in class on Wednesday. I was
like fuck
all
you,
right.
bitch.
So I went just because it was like, how else can a teacher just
yeah.
not
Disappear.
Show up? So she came back and the first thing she was like, all right, everyone, first of all, from now on, I want everyone to call me Marmica.
Okay.
And everyone was like, Marmica? And then someone was like, where have you been? She was like, I was at the fair. And then just left it at that.
Wow.
And then
Renaissance?
I assume. I mean,
the best kind.
That would fit. And then I remember.
Did she have those Renaissance titties? Those like saggers? Out. Yeah, but shoved up. The saggers were like, you can tell.
Looked like a cone, like the pointy, I feel like.
She looked like a witch. So it was fitting, whatever fair it was she went to. And then I remember I pretty much stopped going to class in general at that point.
Me too. High five.
You and the teacher.
That's cool, yeah.
I do remember there's this kid, Colin. He wore his own shirt that he made. It said Casual Colin on it.
Okay.
Colin was a real dumbass. Loved him.
I'm sure he's huge. I'm sure he's a superstar.
So glad I didn't bang him. How embarrassing if I was like,
but do you guys have like real degrees from here? Is it?
Honestly, I have
it's
a
like
degree.
An art school.
When am I going to ever use it? It's like,
no,
I know, you know what I mean? But it's like,
I don't have one.
But I feel like you could just say you went to the College of Santa Fe. I honestly
Everyone
think you could.
Can.
I really
changed my resume.
I really think you could because it's like, there's fires involved. There's like, it's like
multiple.
It went out of business so many
times.
How
would they know your records? Yeah, that's great.
I think that you could really, I think it's a loophole. Like, congratulations, graduates. Anyone still listening to this podcast?
It's happy that they now have something to put on their resume.
Yeah, you got something to put on your
resume. From Santa Fe.
The College of Santa Fe. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but Santa Fe in general, there are always movies going on and stuff. Like, Sam Shepard just died. I used to hang out with Sam Shepard all the time.
Oh, wow.
He would come in. I worked at the Cowgirl. Do you remember the Cowgirl?
No, I don't.
The Cowgirl Girl Bar. Were you not? You
I was only
18
when I was there.
I had a fake ID, bitch. Yeah. I mean, that was so obviously not me. It was like, she was like 36 or something. I was like, hi.
Wouldn't
I was wearing like
now.
Overalls and a headband. Like, hello.
They're like, nah, yeah, you can come in. That's fine.
Yeah, we need girls. We need
people.
Yeah, they're like, you're fun.
I remember going to bars and them just like the worst fake ID. She's like, this girl's black. And they're like, whatever.
Well,
she's
Santa Fe was like, I mean, it's not a good drinking town. I mean, it's like a bad drinking town. In a way, it's a great drinking town, but it's like a lot of drunk driving accidents, people dead from like driving the wrong direction on highways, like really fucked up shit. Like when I was bartending, it was like we were murdering people. I mean, for sure.
Shit.
I mean, there were people where it was like, are you going to die in my arms? Like what's happening? Like
Hopefully.
I'm just like feeding your fucking liver cirrhosis. I mean, it was rough because it's a small town. You get bored, you know?
It is.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of like, you know, there's a lot of fucked up history too, you know, like a lot of... like the Spanish against the Native Americans and like, you know, and people kind of getting fucked over and all that stuff. But so
hot,
but it was a big drinking town, lots of bars. So I worked at the bar at the Cowgirl, and so all the movie people would go in there. And so Sam Shepard would come in all the time. I think he had a house in Pecos. And I remember I had like Wikipedia'd him because I didn't really know. I think Wikipedia was around. I looked him up. I Googled him because I recognized him, but just from like The Notebook, being the dad in The Notebook. Yeah. And then I was like, oh shit. And I learned all this stuff about him. And then, you know, we're just like hanging out one day when I was after work, I was like sitting at the bar with him and we were talking, and I was just casually dropping all of the stuff I'd read about him, you know, like, so.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's
talking,
hot. I would have reverse cowgirled him.
Well, he
Damn.
Was very old.
Rest
I
in
mean,
peace.
It doesn't
me.
Matter. I like elderly. I have daddy issues.
I mean, I must have like young sibling issues because I like to fuck children.
Well, that's pedophilia. That's
I
a
like
different.
To fuck
that's a
child.
Whole different thing.
I think they diddle you when you're young, and they just put the diddle in you. Then my fingers are a little tickly too. You know,
so hot. Yeah,
it's so weird being in between just the opposite spectrums of lust.
That's cool.
You didn't
I
get
like
molested?
This. No, I know. It, with all my brothers and sisters too, you would think.
Sound like a cousin or
one.
Something. What a fucking.
Oh, please. There's so many of us. I'm one
Too
of
many.
10. My mom's sister had 10 kids.
You does that hurt you sometimes that you're like, they passed over
you
me?
Don't molest
it
the girl
hurt.
With lots of brothers.
Yeah.
That's,
oh, that's
the number
a good
one
point.
Rule.
That's a very good point.
It took me a long time to even get felt up. I had to beg people. Like, please. Please.
I just feel so molested. Like, I have a twin brother, and we were born 6 minutes apart, and he came out head first, and I came out feet first.
Breech.
Nice.
I came out breech, and I'm literally like, I feel so molested. I figured that the doctor just fingered me on the way out. Like, he just stuck
him
in
and pulled
me out.
Fish hooked.
Fish hooked my. Yep.
He opened you up.
A classic move.
I'm like, oh, it just feels like this is just always who I've been since the moment I was born. But Jesus. I bullied him out. Like, I kicked my brother out of school. But anyway, so I'm sitting at the bar with Sam Shepard. We're like talking. Just a quick little diddle, side diddle chat.
Did you tell Sam that you were?
No, but I did
birth?
Tell him I was 23, and I remember being like, I just thought I'd have such a different life. Like, I just thought 23 was old, you know, like, you're such an idiot. And I was sitting with him, and I'm like, you know, I thought I'd be living like an extraordinary life. You know, I'd already taken like one improv class. So I was like, comedy will be my life. You know, I already knew.
Oh, so at 23, you already knew you wanted to be a comic.
I knew I wanted to do comedy. And thank God when I had gone back to Philadelphia for like couple, like maybe a year, 6 months, a year, in between taking break from college and drinking and stuff in Santa Fe and being a total fucking loser. And I was just like at my parents' house doing nothing. And fuck, what was I talking about? I'm so tired. And I
Sam Shepard.
Before Sam Shepard.
Oh, going home and comedy.
Oh, yeah. And I wanted to do comedy. And I looked up. I Googled it. And only an improv class came up. I'm so glad. Like a stand-up class didn't come up.
Yeah.
Because if a stand-up class came up, I don't know what would have happened.
You would have taken a stand-up class and been like, is my teacher retarded?
I would have been like, this feels unfunny.
Like, we're going to teach you about misdirection today.
Yeah, I'd be really like, so you write it backwards. You take a word that can mean two things.
Set up, punch.
But yeah, so then I did improv. Puns. But I knew I wanted to do stand-up. And so I went back to Santa Fe and I was talking to Sam Shepard about it. I was like, I just thought I'd be, you know. And at this point, I'm raging alcoholic, waking up like in puddles of blood and Jaeger. Okay. Yes. And I'm just like, I just thought I'd be different. And he's like, you are living an extraordinary life. I see you around here. You're living a great. And I'm thinking like, oh my God, thanks, Sam. And he goes, you're gay, right? And I was best friends with this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Like boy looking lesbian.
Okay.
And she fingered me a little bit, but like
from time to time.
From time to time, but I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
You were being a good friend.
I didn't like it. She fingered me. I always say that I feel like she fingered homophobia into me because when she was fingering me, it felt like I was like, this feels like
this. You're not turning me. Yeah.
I'm like, this feels bad.
I don't care how you identify. This doesn't feel right to me.
You really had the college experience.
I did.
So
that was like kind of post-grad though. So people were a little nervous.
Sorry.
She didn't even have an excuse at that point.
Sam thought I was a les the whole time. And then.
Which is awesome.
But then we talked about
that's what he thought.
Oh, okay.
Well, because it never got weird. He never hit on me or anything.
Like, it's clear that you're a lesbian. And you're like, whoa, wait, what?
Like, and that's what he thought was extraordinary. Yeah, he's like, you're a fucking dyke. Like, you're living a crazy dyke life. Crazy.
Pussy on pussy. You're doing it.
And I was like, oh my God, no, I'm not. But it was good because then he never hit on me. I never had to deal with like having to reject him or be weird in that situation.
Why would you reject him? Sorry.
I probably would have just drank until I blacked out and fucked him, to be honest. That was my move. Instead of saying no, I was like, yes to more tequila. That's the thing. When someone was like, do you miss drinking? And I was like, just the excuse. It's the only thing I miss.
Now all my dumb shit is because I chose to do
it. I have to make like conscious decisions to do things. But so then I was talking about comedy and stuff and he was like, improv's so scary. That's so impressive that that's something you like to do. Like it was this really cool thing. We were talking about Bob Dylan. He was like laughing about what a dick he was to work with. I mean, I'll never forget that. And then.
That's amazing.
And I was like, you know, I just want to move to New York and do stand up and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, you should do it. You know, it was like raspy voice. And then. Like 2 years later, I'm in New York. I'm working at a bar, restaurant. And I'm doing open mics and like really hustling. And I've quit drinking and just totally focused. And I have I'm putting out all of the silverware and stuff on the outside patio. And Sam Shepard and his like daughter and his grandkids walk by. And I'm like, and he starts like walking over to me. I'm like, Sam, oh my God, this is crazy. Like I did it. I'm living my extraordinary life. Like I quit drinking. I moved to New York. I'm doing stand up. Like, I can't believe you're here. And he goes, did this used to be a jazz club? Like, totally. Not only did he like possibly genuinely not remember me, but was like, had no interest in trying to dig and figure out who the fuck I was. Like, he was like,
are you the Leslie from Sam? Yeah.
He was like, there was just no way.
There
was just no way. He was just like, I'm with my children. How dare you? He was probably afraid he fucked me or something.
Yeah.
But it was such a good moment.
I can't have
my
kids know I'm friends with the clear lesbian girl in New York.
This lesbo.
So you started doing stand-up in New York.
So I started doing stand-up in New York.
Sam Shepard didn't give a shit.
Now
I'm glad he's dead after he snuck
How fucking dare. Have wanted it any different. I mean, it was absolutely perfect. It's like when I got, people are like, what made you like really start doing stand-up? And I was like, honestly, it was like when I got crabs in college and it was like, I was so excited. I was like, I can't wait to tell everyone. Like there was like no moment that I was like, this is a bad thing.
You got crabs.
Your College of Santa Fe experience sounds a lot better than
it was. Very fun. I mean, I went crazy.
I couldn't get anyone to fuck me on that campus, and people were fucking absolute trolls.
It was only 1 year. You should have given it more time.
I guess I should.
Until Annie Letterman came into town.
Dude, I could have. Right? I would have just stuck it out.
One Jager bomb and
just one.
I would have had liquor.
I used to drink a lot. I was dating a guy who worked at Willie's, this bar down the street from the Cowgirl, and he. So we would like go back and forth and like bang each other in the different bathrooms. I always do a bathroom banging tour when I go back to Santa Fe. Yeah, I'm like, I'll like send pictures. They're all married now. I'm like, congrats on the wedding. Also, remember me? Remember us here?
This and, could be us, but you playing.
I know, but you married. But they had a Jaeger machine and he would just like fill my Jaeger up in a pint glass. I mean, I was in a blackout at all times. Holy it was bad. I would wake up with like.
It's like drinking cough medicine. It's terrible tasting.
Yeah, it was bad.
I mean, it's
PJ
fun.
PJ Stansberry likes it.
I like Jameson.
Great.
I don't like any.
She goes, great.
Great.
So
I needed to have more in common with him. I already have so much in common with him. But
that's terrifying.
I just started doing drugs when I was in Santa Fe.
Yeah,
started smoking a lot of pot.
Yeah, it's not like you don't go there to like.
Maybe mushrooms from time to time. But
did you, what, did you live in King Hall?
I did. Me too. Third floor.
Okay, I was first floor C.
Yeah, I think I was third floor C.
I was C first floor, but I was right by the door. So, and my boyfriend was the guy who majored in DJ was the weed dealer. He was like 6'4", giant, oafy guy. And so he would like, I was always getting people. He would be climbing through my window. People were knocking my window for a weed. But I had a single.
Yeah, me too. It was the dream. Ooh. It was part of my scholarship, aka they didn't have enough people to fill those rooms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But did you have to pay more for that?
I
or
think
did you
probably.
Get a scholarship as well?
No, I had a dead grandfather whose money paid for my college. Yeah, but only the first like 4 years, and then my dad shelled out for another year.
Okay. Nice. Oh, the first 4 years, I forgot you were there for a lifetime.
I was there
She was
so
on the Belushi plan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Forgot
I mean,
you
I
became a doctor.
It was. I didn't graduate until the last. Second it was possible. Like if that college hadn't gone out of business, I would still just be like panicking and having night terrors about the fact that I had 4 papers left to write and didn't write them. Because my mom wrote all my papers, by the way.
What?
So okay, fifth grade on, my mom would do things where it would be like, because I had ADD, I had reading problems, tracking problems. So like, and I'm a perfectionist, so
it still plagues me.
I know, just failing all the time. Like
I'm
an underachiever.
But
underachieving overachiever, right? Like just fuck. So I would just like write out a thing or something, and my mom, I would be like, can you type it? Because I was a bad typer, and it would give me headaches and stuff. I mean, I always had a lot of problems.
I love
molested.
You.
But so
from birth.
I got fingered on the way out. I'm telling Jesus. You.
Molested,
I don't think he was wearing gloves.
It sounds better when you sing it. I didn't realize till just now. But I bet that's
so less,
when Cosby woke up his dates.
They would have just skipped out of there.
They did.
So happy.
They did. It wasn't until later.
They realized later on it was bad.
All right, so your mom wrote your
papers. Okay, so my mom started writing. Well, she would type them up, but then she was like, well, I'll just spruce it up a little bit here and there. And then so it just turned into her like writing on my papers. And then that gave me a complex because then I was like, are my papers not good enough? And then... So then it just became like my mom would just write. I would just like be like,
mom,
I can't.
This is the report.
And my mom would write them. And it wasn't even like I knew I was better at it than her. Like I knew I could like there was like a part of me that was so cocky that was like, you may have a master's degree, bitch, but my fifth grade mind knows about voodoo more than you do. And tattoos or whatever the fuck.
Wait.
Body mutification. Those are all the things that I picked for topics and things. But my mom at one point wrote her name. She wrote Abigail Letterman on it. And the teacher called me in and I remember just being like, oh, she typed it for me? But also it's like, I feel like there were footnotes. I mean, it was just like a far advanced paper for my age. And then in college, she would write my papers for me too. I mean, she would write my, and then she just stopped. Like she was like, did like the landmark form. And she's like, I'm taking a stand for myself.
Yes, you have to grow
I'm
up.
No longer doing this for you. And I'm like, you always, this was for you, mom.
I
You're
can't
the
do
one
it
that,
because of you.
You taught me how to not do papers. I blame you.
Them.
But so then she stopped, and then I got all these incompletes because I was like, what?
Yeah,
I was like, where
do
my hands? I don't even know how to open a computer. This is crazy.
How do I type?
Like, we got C's. Like, we didn't even get good grades. It was terrible. But then.
What do you mean, like, if you turn something in, you got a C? Or you
yeah,
didn't
like
turn
my
it
mom.
Oh, you mean with your mom
doing
it? Oh, shit.
But I wrote a couple of my own.
We got C's. That's why
C's.
I got confused.
Yeah, like, we got C's.
Mom and I.
You know, I gave her like the gist of what I wanted to say. I'd throw her a call.
Story by Annie.
Chat. Yeah, exactly. I was like an executive producer.
How about this?
I really looked over. I looked. I wish she was funny because I'd have her write my whole fucking set.
My mom's hilarious, but she would never write something like that, like a paper. Like if we had like a project where we had to build something, I could remember being like, I didn't do it. I can't. I don't know where the planets are. I'm not looking at that.
Well,
she would like redo it and somehow, or one of my older brothers and sisters would fix it. Like,
well, it's good. It's not like a bad, it's like pure intentions. It's like you want to help. Like it's, you know, you see someone struggling or whatever, but it is like a lesson that I wish that
in
I had
college?
Like, I wish I had learned. I mean, it was all throughout. It was all throughout.
You got to keep things going.
Yeah, I mean, it was really crazy. No, I know you were talking about like doing mobiles, and I'm like, you're like, sometimes when I was making a bird treat out of a pine cone, my mom would paint the peanut butter on for me.
But not a thesis. Like, I don't know. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't really have theses.
God bless your mom.
Yeah, there's no thesis.
There's no thesis.
Marmica wasn't really into papers, from what I remember.
We're so weird.
That's amazing.
All I really got out of the College of Santa Fe was a few friends. I then transferred to KU, and I went there for 2 years. Didn't make any friends. The only people I knew were drug dealers. But
did you graduate from there?
Fuck no.
Wow.
So,
did you never graduate?
No.
Me either.
When I turned 21, I moved to L.A. I mean,
really? Wow.
That's the short story. The long story is when I turned 21, maybe a month later, I walked in on my girlfriend who was going to move to L.A. with fucking some other dude.
Remember this.
And then it was like, well, now I don't have to save
it's
money
so
for
both of
us. It's so
crazy people fuck like in the house.
Yeah.
In the house they
on
share.
On the couch that I shared.
My ex that I lived with always, he was like very jealous and I never cheated. I'm like so bad at lying. I can't handle, I have like so much guilt in me already. It's like, I can't do it. I'll just suffer like through
whatever,
wanting to fuck someone else and not being able to for years and years, honestly. But so he was very jealous. And I remember one time my friend Scotty was like at a restaurant near our new apartment and my boyfriend was at work. And I went and met my friend Scotty, and then I was like, he was parked in front of my apartment. I was like, do you want to see my sick apartment I got? And he was like, of course. No. And so I'm like showing him, I don't even know where the lights are yet. We just moved in. And my boyfriend like flips the light on. He walks out and he's like, hello. Like I'm Ben. Like it was, I felt, I like understood, like he was like an OJ sympathizer in that moment. Like I was like, we could both have been killed. He was so mad. He was so sure. And I just remember thinking like, who would fuck? Like I knew he was coming home from work.
Yeah.
Who would fuck on the couch?
Yeah.
And I thought about every time I was fucking him when I imagined fucking my friend Scotty after this, because he would put that under my head.
Sure, his fault.
And then he said, but then he was like, I just know who my, he goes, I can just tell who my girlfriends are going to date after me. And I was like, you're so psycho. I'm never going to date this person. You're so nuts.
That's fucking crazy.
But that was the closest to that sort of thing. But that is nuts. It's like crazy to, I don't know. I always think cheating is like so, just doesn't make
mean,
any sense.
Asshole-y.
Yeah, I mean, I think, selfish, I think she was just, I think she was ready to move on, but a coward.
Yeah,
so she was just like, whatever. Because I was doing a double shift and I got off early because the restaurant was dead. And then I walked in and there was fucking.
Yeah.
And there was a dude who she only knew because of me. And he knew I was working a double shift because he worked at the restaurant. But, you know.
Oh, he knew your schedule, that little fucker.
And then I just remember being mesmerized by how enormous his penis was.
Oh,
and
you like, watched? You like stood and watched for a second?
Well, they stopped when I walked in, and then it was like, what the fuck? And I had that moment where I'm just like trying to process, like, what the fuck is going on? Why are they both naked? Why is he taking his penis out of her?
Yeah, because it's shocking. You're like, this is our apartment.
Yeah,
this
like,
is
this is, yeah, it's so dumb.
Yeah.
And he lives 3 blocks away, and they could fuck there, and I would never walk in. But, and then he pulled out and was like, dude, sorry, we didn't mean for this to happen. And it was just fucking enormous baby arm fucking cock.
And
I'm
like,
what the fuck?
Now I'm really insulted.
Yeah, what the?
Now this is.
You
this
just
is what you're
sucking
into?
His dick. You're like, oh, man.
How
I'm
does
pissed.
This feel?
Yeah. I'm going to fucking blow you now. I'm taking back the night. I'm blowing you.
This is so hot.
And like, now they're married. So.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. That's kind of fun. Whoa. When that happens.
Yeah. Well,
why is that
being cheated on
fun?
Also, wait, being cheated on, like, it does really suck, but there is, like, a thing that's so sick about it because you're so vindicated. Like, you're such the true victim of it. Like, there's just really no, like, they can try to blame you. They can be like, well, you
she
were
did.
Distant
yep.
or whatever. And
that's
it's like,
exactly what she said.
But it's like, no, bitch, you did it.
Yep.
You fucked me over, and I fucking win this argument hands down.
And
you're the
I
shittier
won.
Person.
And I won because, dude left, you know, basically was just like, oh, I'll
you're like,
I'll
then
you
I
later.
Ate her out and she came.
Nice.
So
she
I
tasted
won.
Just like
amazing.
Him. And,
they
no,
both have
then,
pussies.
Then his roommate shows up I'm screaming at her about what a, you know, a dumb cunt she is, yeah, or whatever.
Okay. And sort of like Twitter.
Yeah. 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 We'll get, yeah, listen, I'm old school. Neighbors knock on the door, tell us we need to be quiet or they'll call the cops.
I love that.
I tell them to go fuck themselves, slam the door, start yelling some more. Now they're knocking the door. I'm like, oh, the cops are here, you dumb bitch. You want to fuck them too? Open the door up and it's the dude's roommate, another dude that I bought weed from. And I'm like, what the fuck do you want? He's like, hey, is Dave here? I'm like, no, he isn't, but I'm glad everyone knows that he's over here.
I thought you might want weed.
He was like, oh, well, if he comes back, will you tell him that our house is on fire? And in my mind, I was like, I did it. I have the ultimate power.
Maybe you burned the college of Santa on, too.
It's possible. My mind is fucked
up. Fire starter, you, yeah, are.
Just, if I get raged out.
That day, that's like really incredible.
Yeah, it's an intense. Thank you. I mean, it was burning down while he was fucking my girlfriend.
There was like
girlfriend.
A woman that was mean to me that had a stroke, and I was like,
nice. Yeah.
Ooh.
She was fine eventually, but it was like there was a moment where she was a little half pear.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey.
Nothing wrong with this.
I never really like cheat. I guess I did cheat. Technically.
I want to a little bit.
Technically, I did. But just we were once. Young. And I was with one of my Marios. I dated three.
Do you say Mario or Mario?
She says Mario. She's from Philadelphia.
Mario.
She's a fucking it's person, ridiculous. Rick.
Mario. Okay.
Anyway, you say Mario.
From fucking Philadelphia.
So I was dating one, yeah, of my Marios. And we were together for like 6 years, I think. Something like that.
Gross.
I don't know. I blocked it.
So,
but disgusting. All like
I'm
high
so
school and then college. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. The college area that you would have gone if you had gone to college.
I went to Temple for 2 years.
Temple was a nightmare. I went there too. I went to both of your colleges.
Theater. Damn. I was a theater major. Aww. With Cynthia Blaze. Do you know any of that? Like, mm-hmm. I was paying out of pocket. So I was like,
you wanted it.
It was awful.
You wanted it.
It was brutal.
Wasting your life away.
I really was. And she, I remember being so impressed
with her. Were you like,
her.
I'm going to know Andrew Dice Clay one day. I will know him very well.
Well, very well. But yeah, I remember being so impressed with her because she was like an extra in Star Wars or something.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, wow,
that
this
is
cool.
Amazing.
This is going to help me out. But my accent was so thick and so bad that they made me take American Standard English.
Oh, it's so
because
cute.
I was so I'm sitting there.
They were
in
like,
a
we
fila.
Think you might be retarded.
Yeah.
No,
definitely.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're either Eastern European or retarded.
If you saw video, you'd be like, what in the fuck?
I would really like to see
and
video.
I'm in a
I'd be
fila
bottomless.
Suit. Yes, I hope you would be because there was this one time I did a Skippy peanut butter commercial, so they made us film it.
God.
This was an acting
I would
class.
Weirdly, have peanut butter on my pussy too.
Exactly.
I don't think that's weird.
So nice.
Yeah. I'd be normal. Your dog with the heart murmur. Yep. Would be over.
Peanut, yep, butter's good for the heart murmur.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
She'll get
it's
in there.
Really
peanut
weird.
Butter's
good
for everything.
And so she, so I was doing a Skippy peanut butter commercial on film. I didn't realize the lady was filming me, and I'm so insecure. Like when I read things, I'm like, oh my god, I read that wrong, or I'm not doing,
yeah,
this right. So
hard.
I beat myself up. Yeah. Literally hitting myself.
Yeah.
Going, you're stupid. Yeah. Like a fucking maniac.
Yeah.
I'm in a fila suit, by the way. And I'm like, how many peanuts make up one jar of Skippy peanut butter?
Nailed it.
And I'm like,
after
like
all this time, you nailed
myself.
It.
Well, I put the tape away, whatever. I put it under the where it goes, like where all the VCR tapes go.
Okay. Yeah.
And my brothers and his friend, my brother Bobby and his friend Mikey Rizzo, they found it. And they
old
fucking
Mikey
played
Rizzo.
It on
Mikey
a loop. Rizzo. And they fuck every day. Hey, Al, how many peanuts make up a jar?
Son of a bitch.
Motherfuckers. But I was taking American Standard English because it was so bad the way I spoke. So whatever. But this is the time I kind of cheated on Mario. There was this guy I met at the Baritz, this club after hours club I used,
uh-huh,
to go to.
Sure.
And my brother Jimmy, whatever. I still wear
were
the
you
jacket.
In the fila outfit?
Not this time. No, okay. I was probably in a tiny...
Were you like a break dancer?
It was close. I was probably in like short, like ridiculous, like they wear now where you can see their assholes. Like that with like a
I'm
little
listening.
Tiny tube, yeah, top. Like, because I was titless.
Can I just say that you're perfect?
And 108 pounds.
Philly classy.
And I probably...
Oh, these bougie Philly bitches.
I probably was so sunburnt that I was peeling on my,
yeah,
stomach. So
sexy.
Like a psoriasis. So anyway, so I was at a club dancing. I met this guy and he drove me home. And I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm going to let him drive me home. Now it's 3:30 in the morning.
Right.
So I'm like, he's going to drop me outside my mother's house. My mom's house, because there's so many of us. It's like Grand Central Station.
Right.
It's a revolving door. So when I pull up, my fuck, the lights are on. Right. So I'm, it, and it's the door's open. They're playing video games. So everybody's up. Right. And it's 3:30. I'm like, fuck. So we start like kissing. I turn and Mario's in there with my brothers. No. And I'm like, fuck.
Did he see you?
He came out. So I was like, go, go. And, he's like, who is it? I go, yeah, yeah, you'll die because they'll come out and help him.
Yeah.
And so we got to go. And so he had to drop me off like 8 blocks away and I had to walk all the way home in this cute little sexy outfit.
And then they were like waiting for you.
No, he was like, where the fuck were you? I was like, I just got back. You know, we took a cab. I had a... Yeah.
How many
like
Mario's?
What you saw isn't real.
Yeah. No, I don't... Because he wouldn't know that kid's car. That kid lived in the suburbs. Right. We don't
so
go
he
to
didn't
suburbs.
See you making out with him.
I don't think so. He was suspicious. We broke up
you were
shortly
acting
after
suspicious,
that.
So,
and then
no
I moved
doubt.
To LA smart. With him. He came with me.
Oh, ridiculous. What a fool.
Then we got rid of him.
I just can't. Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
But what? You can't. But I never cheat. I don't like to cheat.
It sounds
I'm not
like
a
you cheated.
Cheating.
It is a cheat, though, huh?
No, you had just like a little hiccup.
Is that right?
I don't know. But then sometimes I had one of my friends was like, you like with my last relationship, and I was like, I really was like over it way before it ended, you know.
Did he cheat on you? I mean,
he did not cheat on me. Okay. He was very like, I don't think I think he like watched me sleep, but like I
oh,
it was me like
one.
I wanted okay. to be out, and so you know, and I was just like, I don't know, and my friends were like, you should fucking cheat, you're gonna regret like passing up this dick, you're not gonna end up with this person, like why do you care? And it's like, I still can't. I don't want to like. I don't like to be dishonest. I don't like to hurt people.
Same.
Or whatever.
I don't
like
the
like,
feeling
yeah.
I
like,
had that night.
I don't
so want to
hurt someone's like.
Just dump them if
I
that's
know,
the mentality.
Exactly. And eventually, it just took me like 3 years of a 3-year relationship to get up the courage.
Jesus.
So you need that courage.
Yeah.
No. So wait. So now, when did you come to LA? Like when
I came to LA in 2013.
So you were doing stand up in New York.
I was
for
doing
stand
up in New York from 2008 to 2013. And then I left Santa Fe, went there, quit drinking.
I don't know why I laugh at Santa Fe. It's just a funny word.
It's funny
it was
every
ridiculous.
Time.
For a long time, I thought that all movies and TV shows were filmed in Jersey because they had front uh-huh. lawns.
Yeah.
But I never, like, California, that was imaginary to me. Right. Arizona, that was like, yeah. oh, yeah, that didn't even exist.
Well, New Mexico, they have like a ghost. Like a ghost town that you can that they film stuff in, like an old western
oh,
town
sure
you can go like off the highway and stuff, like there's a lot of stuff there. It's really I mean it's a cool place. I love Santa Fe. I go back a lot, but it certainly I almost died there a lot and I quit drinking at 25 because of it. But yeah, I woke up bloody. I was always checking for my teeth in the morning.
That's nice.
Making sure they were still in there.
Yeah, you had a way better time than me. And it is a small nice. Town vibe. Like my second or third day there, I had never done anything. I'd never drank, and I decided Let's to have see. Some beers, and so then I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then cop showed up, and I remember having the cop being like, hey, you come over here. And you know, I was hilarious.
Yeah,
so I was dressed in a Superman outfit and no one else was in costume at all.
Sounds like yeah. dice. That's some dice.
I can't believe
idiot.
You didn't stay there the whole time. That sounds like your graduate would do that.
And the cop was like, hey, Superman, come here. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I go over and I end up just talking to this cop for like an hour. He's like, well, man, you go to college here? That's crazy. Why would you want to come here? And I'm just like, I don't know. So I talked to him forever. And then everyone's like, why are you hanging out with that cop? I'm like, I know him as well as I know you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I knew all the cops. Like, I got in this like, were you, still, was, were you done with your Superman story?
No, well, just no, the end of it is just maybe 6 months later, I was at some other party. It was Zozobra.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at some house party and they broke it up and the cop was there with the other cops and I'm walking out this time dressed in normal clothes. I had my glasses on and he was like, you in costume, or what do you say? You're in your secret identity tonight, Superman? I'm like,
Clark
oh,
Kent,
fuck.
Right?
Yeah. Is that cop talking to you? I'm like, I don't think so. Hey, get over here.
It helped me so much knowing the cops. I mean, I got out of so much trouble, but I probably know those cops too. I mean, I literally just went and unfollowed a bunch of the Santa Fe cops. I'm like, why am I, they don't even live in Santa Fe anymore. It's like they post like crazy things on Instagram. I'm like, I can't
you
follow
unfollowed them?
I was following them on, because I would post things like, you know, I was crazy in Santa Fe. I was like nuts. I was so drunk and so nuts and so crazy. And I had posted something on Facebook about like some joke about like if I was a cop I would always want like the brunch shift because it would be like my pleasure to pull over like Priuses with like blonde girls who are drunk on mimosas or something. And then a cop that I forgot existed was like, what about arresting girls who get wasted on their scooter and crack their chin open or whatever. And I was like, I got me. You got
Touché,
me.
Touché, officer.
Goodbye. Oh,
yeah, I almost died a bunch. Almost lost a nipple. Crazy.
I
loved
that.
Drunk driving. It was my number one. To
That's
this day,
awesome.
My happy place.
So
drunk
many people.
When does this show come out?
That drunk drive.
Blackout with Haley Lederman.
Always say, I drive.
Letterman?
Letterman.
I've asked people too, and they're like, I don't know.
It's Letterman. Doesn't matter.
Letterman.
I always say Letterman. But and then
you
people
do.
Are like, but there's no T's.
That's
and
what
like,
they always tell
what?
Me too.
Oh, but
it's Letterman.
Letterman.
I guess you all say right. it, so I don't.
Well, my mom, my dad, my grandfather, I guess said Lederman, and then my dad's like, it should be Letterman, so he changed it. My grandfather said Lederman, but then other people that have my same last name written the same way in Cheltenham and stuff say Letterman. So
okay.
Letterman, got it.
Well, it's like
if
Mario.
Anyone ever messes
it's
that
like
up,
Mario or
it's
Mario,
just, it's the same thing.
It's just
doesn't matter.
Mario.
It's like people say Lederman, I correct them, but it's like I don't. I'm not like, damn you!
How okay. dare you? Well, it's like with Levin and Levine.
Who?
Like the name Levin
yeah.
and Levine.
No idea.
People say it.
Never heard of them.
Or
Livin or Liven. You know
Livin
what I mean?
Or Liven. Yeah,
it's
people
like,
always mess.
Is this
the
my live
up.
Or my life? I don't know.
I like it. Either
my
way.
Live. I added the F one. I didn't mean
so
to.
So you still not drink? I mean, I'm not,
yeah, no,
I'm
I
not trying
drinking.
To get you on the wagon.
No, I quit
I
drinking.
I just want to see you drunk drive.
In 2009, I was so bad at it.
We could do like a Brady Bunch. I know I'm dating myself, but you guys can figure it out later.
We watched.
remember when they had
we're
the
reruns
drinking,
generation.
They had the driving contest with the egg. Yeah, him
okay.
and Marsha, Greg
yeah.
and Marsha.
That sounds like multiple sitcoms.
Whoever
yeah.
got
lines,
close
yeah.
to that orange cone that had
sure.
the egg on it.
Without knocking it off.
That's what we should recreate with drunk driving, though.
Yeah, I
don't
can't do it. I
egg.
Can't drink again. I think drinking's done for good for me since 2009,
yep.
January.
Okay. That's good for your
I'm
liver.
Off. I'm waiting for a big-time life crisis, which could be any day now.
That dog's going to fucking have a heart attack. And
Jesus.
God, that won't do it. That'll just be like, well, at least
I feel like
he
doesn't care
out,
that man. Much about the dog. He has a kid.
He does.
The dog's cool, but it's kind of annoying. And I just feel
but
like I have to take care of everything all the time.
But dogs are incredibly replaceable. I mean, that's the thing with dogs. It's like it sucks. You love them so much when
yeah.
you have them. You're like, I'll never love another animal this much. They're so important. And then they die. You're devastated. And like the minute you get a new dog, you're like, I love this dog.
I don't
you
think
still
I
miss
get
the other
another
dog.
One.
Right.
You've got other things
it's
to
hard.
Do.
It's yeah. hard.
Having
I mean,
a dog's
too
really
much.
Hard.
We had a dog for 18. She lived 18 years, Fluffy, and she was way more popular
Jesus.
Than me as a kid. Now we didn't have a doggy door, but
issues.
She learned how to jump up and hit that
and
screen door
out.
And go out. And we were kind of broke. Like my dad, this is when my parents split up. So Fluffy
yeah.
was like, "Hey, there's no special cuts for me tonight, so I'm gonna get the fuck out of here."
Smart
and she
dog.
Would go down the street, and this other dog, she would play with Blackie, and the owner would
it's
feed
racist.
Her.
That
yeah,
is racist.
It was very racist.
Blackie.
Well, it was South Philadelphia.
My friend
how racist
named
we
his
are.
Black dog Tyra.
So
and
awesome.
He's like, it's so embarrassing to tell black people the name of my dog. He's like, it is humiliating.
But
that's brilliant, though.
That's
like,
a
oh,
great
that's my
name.
Dog, Darnell. Like, really?
That's what
you named
should
it Darnell?
Do, Rick. Your new dog, Darnell.
Finally.
Killer.
Hey, woof, woof, motherfucker.
You definitely need to get another dog.
But this dog was so popular. Everybody knew Fluffy so well. Like, every day going out, because I'm number 8 in my family. Mm-hmm. So they'd be like, oh, it's Karen's little sister. It's Jimmy's little sister. It's Charlie's little sister. Everybody. One day I was walking to school, and this guy goes, oh, look, it's Fluffy's sister. And I was like, I will fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not a,
but it was, he was right.
Cool.
He was right. She was way more popular than me.
So fucked.
I miss that dog. But I never got a dog. I
yeah,
never
no.
got over her.
I don't think I'm going to do
never,
another one.
It's so, they're in, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's really a lot. That's but they are cute. It's like nice to the my friends I'm staying with right now, they have two dogs and it's like really nice to be around dogs, but
you don't have to worry about
them
all the time.
Yeah. You could leave them so they're not
I
yours.
Mean, I'm telling you, I
that's
gave
like
this
somebody
dog
somebody else's kids.
I had Sorry. Punky for four years.
She's working the bar right now.
Punk,
what?
Yeah. Oh. I, yeah. And I do claim ownership over her. I do claim ownership
racist.
Over her.
You can't own her.
So
they had a meeting.
So my white dog
okay.
Punky.
Yes.
Just to be clear, I would only have a white dog.
Calm down, liberals.
Good girl.
White dog.
Wait.
I'm all left, so I have a white.
It's
wait.
Okay.
Does your dog have a tiki torch?
No, I'm that would
tiki
be all
would
right.
be a great
oh,
name
that's
for
the
a
other
white
way.
Dog.
Oh, tiki. Yeah, that's a good one.
So yeah, my dog's trans. I'm out left. So
she identifies as a cat.
So I had her for 4 years when I was living in Santa Fe, and I, you know, like I didn't really walk her that much. I mean, she was. I trained her to piss in the tub. Like I just held her down until she peed, and then she just learned.
Terrible, wonderful human being.
I mean, my foot was broken. It was hard.
Really spectacular.
I broke my foot peeing in the woods in Pecos, and it was like, you know, and I was like, what am I going to go downstairs to walk this fucking dog? Nope. So I just held her down so she learned to shit and piss in the tub. And
it's beautiful.
And then I moved to another place where the screen door was broken, just like Fluffy. And so she would just kind of let herself out and then bark when she wanted to get back in. And then when I quit drinking, I realized that it was all liquid courage.
Wow.
My dog ownership, that it wasn't a thing.
Wow. Wait, are you going on
She's
now?
Up.
What's happening, Danny? Who didn't show up?
This is her chance to go on, not at
All right.
Don't fuck this up, Annie. We're going to hit pause, or maybe we'll just close
it out. We'll close
it
off.
We can figure it out. We'll do a couple extra little. We didn't even ask her like what her showcase was, nothing like that.
There's just so much natural hate. I respected the shit out of.
It's true. She does hate, and I mean that. Remember that
it's just passion.
Twitter war was so great, and I wanted to get into that with her.
Yeah.
Fucked up talking about dogs in Santa Fe the whole time.
Yeah, well, that happens. It's kind of like Stanford and Sons. If you've been there, you just can't not talk about it.
Hey, I gotta call that guy back.
I guess he called Josh Wolf. Craig Glazer called me. Hey, listen, we're about ready to open up the new club. I was going to try and work out a deal with you. And he's like, yeah, the deal is you pay me half up front, and then after each show, you pay me. Yeah, I kind of had a different idea.
Wait, so he's got a new place now again.
The club at Legends closed.
Yeah.
So there's no Stanford and Sons right now, but he's opening a new one, I guess, in a couple months, and down by the Power and Light District, which is like the cool part downtown.
By any chance, is that close to you?
To where I grew up?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I'm way out in the suburbs is where I grew up.
Well, no, I'm just thinking like your friends, like if you did your special there.
I wouldn't do anything involving Craig Glazer.
That's true.
Listen,
I'm
going to need 90%.
I'm just thinking of a space and
the
time, because that's what we need to, that's the next.
Yeah, I got, the Comedy Store told me, the powers that be were like, well, we're hoping maybe 6 months from now. Like, it's been 6 months from now for four consecutive 6 months. We're past 2 years from when I originally asked. And they've let like three people film specials here since then after saying they wouldn't.
And none of them got sold, by the way.
Yeah.
So that's annoying. Because I feel like yours would. I watched a special last night because I'm not going to say the person's name because they had a billboard on Sunset. So I thought, wow,
pretty good.
Really must be like Netflix. Sometimes they'll put a special out. You don't get a billboard. You know, you don't. They don't put anything.
Well, they only give a billboard if they finance the special. But if they, because sometimes Netflix just buys a special that's produced elsewhere.
You're probably right.
And then they're not going to do anything for it.
Well, then that to me that would mean. Netflix thought this person is really special.
They make a lot of bad decisions, like everyone else.
Okay, no, this isn't bad. This is a horrendous decision. Because I watched 8 minutes of it. If it got 1,000 times better 8 minutes later, I don't know. But I've never been that distracted with the outfit on a person, the way the cuts. They put, there was a prop on the stage, and so you would see the person either being near the prop or off the prop. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm only 8 minutes in, and I'm dizzy. I don't even know what this person's talking about.
Yeah.
And forget funny. That's not even in the equation yet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck is that? I'm jumping through hoops trying to get... I filmed every show in La Jolla this weekend to try to submit to get this done. And now it's like, I'm stressing.
Yeah.
My worst show in La Jolla was 1,000 times better than this fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
That
they
had
probably
better
have,
lighting.
They probably have great management and someone just wants to have a fucking relationship with that management.
I've never been that angry watching a special.
I recently watched about 15 minutes of T.J. Miller's HBO special. And
I was a little pissed off at that one, too. I mean, and I love T.J.
It's horrible. He was always kind of a huge piece of shit to
he
me.
He was mean to you? Oh, see,
he was just very
obnoxious.
Close.
We were tight. He was good.
But, I mean, I always thought he was kind of amusing.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
he,
just
yeah.
his personality, I think he's amusing. But he used to come and try and get up when I would host open mics and shit, and he would just be so fucking obnoxious about
it. Oh, okay, yeah.
But
he used
so that's
to drink
negative.
A lot, too,
yeah.
so that could have been a... Yeah.
Well,
speaking of
drinking, his new special, he's so funny and crazy, he pours water all over himself.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
And...
The cuts
are so bad that...
Same. I got mad. I turned it off.
It's like he'll be soaking wet. His pants are all wet. And then the next shot, they're completely dry, but there's a different wet spot on his shirt. And you're like... So you can't film multiple takes and then pour water on yourself and not have people... I mean, I'm sure most of the country's just like, I don't know this shit. I'm a fucking retard. Trump, woo! But...
Trump, woo!
Sorry, no, anytime I do a retarded American impression, that happens.
But, why the fuck would somebody make that choice?
Because he's crazy, you see, so...
No zany nonsense, I guess.
You don't do that? It's wild.
I can't remember one joke because I was focused on the wet spot.
Yeah, that's all I could watch, and then I had to turn it off because it was driving me nuts. I'm just like, this is ridiculous. What, did he do four takes and... None of them were the same, so they just kind of loosely edited shit together. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I never felt like TJ was
a... He has a deal. Just let him fucking
right.
do it.
I never felt like he was the stellar comic, but he was silly. And he was fun to watch on stage. He was always goofy.
He's funny on the shows. And he's on his stuff. He's great.
Comedic actor.
But it was just infuriating. Like, oh, I get it. I should have just focused on being a character actor. And then I would have 8 comedy specials by now instead of thinking about doing
this
comedy.
This person that I watched last night.
I mean, it must be.
I've never seen that person in a show.
Wow.
That
that's
I
terrible.
Know of. Like, I'm telling you, like, nowhere. And one time a while
back. Is this
back,
a guy or a girl? You can't tell me
I
that.
I don't want to say.
All right, fair enough.
Because it's too easy. But one time I was trying to get on a tour, and we had a showcase for it. And I went and. They chose this girl. I just kind of let it out, I guess.
Yeah.
And, oh, well, we got a disclaimer. Fuck it.
That's what I was wondering.
Well, because I don't like to shit on women. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be supportive.
I thought you guys were equal to us men.
Well, I guess you're right. I don't like to shit on any comic, I guess. I should say that. Like, even TJ.
Lord
I don't
knows
wanna...
I do. like I said, he's a...
It's a
see,
tough
he's a
business.
Nice enough dude, and I do think he's funny of what his specialty is, which is acting.
Yeah, right.
I just don't. It's just tough to watch specials like that. And no, there's probably millions of people who would like watching that shitty stuff over my special anyway.
Well, they
but,
took this girl on the tour, and I remember thinking, wow, she must be something.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see her showcase.
Right.
So I there was numerous showcases. So I was like, oh, this girl must be really something, you know. And the other girls on the tour I respected. So I was like, and I saw their work because I know their work because they were from like out here, not from here, but like they were Comedy Store girls.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I know they're killers. So I get it. But this girl I didn't know. So I thought she was special. And I took the chance and watched the.
Terrible decision.
Oh my God. I really wanted to gouge my eyes out. I nearly took my life right there.
Yeah, I mean, I really can't watch comedy at all. I'm just too...
I guess I shouldn't. I mean,
yeah,
I enjoyed Segura's. I don't know if you watch Segura's, but no. He's good. He's good.
I mean, I like Tom, but I don't know that I would like anyone's comedy. I don't think I like comedy.
Maybe
like, realistically,
you're right. Yeah.
It's very rare ever. Like, there's comics that I absolutely love that I think are brilliant comics. Guys like Bill Burr.
Yeah.
But, like, when I go in a room and watch Bill Burr, it's not like I'm sitting there dying laughing. I'm just like, oh, that's a great joke, or that's genius. Or.
Oh, interesting. Okay. See, I can fall down from a tell, and I can
fall
down.
Yeah, see, I can't do it.
Oh, a tell could put me in a hospital.
I think I'm just a miserable fucking
old
man.
But a tell is old
man.
So miserable.
He is.
I guess that's
why
relatable.
And I like a tell, and I one thing I always liked about Attell was every time I saw him, I've never seen him tell the same jokes.
No.
But I did once bring up Attell and then watch him tell a joke I just told. And then the crowd goes silent because they're like, wait, is he mocking that last guy or is he doing that guy's bit?
What?
And then he just got mad. Oh, sorry. I guess you guys are sensitive. And then just moved on. People are sitting at the back. It was like Hatchell and someone else. They're like, did you just do your bit? I'm like I just did that bit. I didn't close with it, but it was within the last 3 minutes of my set.
But was it something like a general topic or?
I guess so. I mean,
I'm just curious. Like, I'm like, wait, it is it tell a thief? I'll lose my fucking head.
I had a joke I did about getting high on Jesus, and which, again, that's not an original idea. There's other people, I'm sure, who have jokes about getting high on Jesus, because it's if you do drugs and you get high, then
high on Jesus.
You think it's funny. But if you meet stupid Christians and they're like, all I need is Christ, he gets me high, and you're like, what a fucking moron. They have obviously never been high before. Right. So I don't even remember how my joke went or like what led up to it. There was like an act out of like I think it was like a Jehovah's Witness came to my door and or something, or some Christian group or something. But they said, no, they get high on Jesus. And I had some easy punchline about, like, oh, how much is a quarter ounce or something? How much for a quarter ounce of Jesus or something like that? And then I did a hilarious shark bit, and then I left. I brought up
Very
Attell.
Very exciting.
And Attell then got into
it. He has a shark bit. It's one of my favorites.
Does he?
Yeah.
Maybe I stole that from him, and it was just payback. But yeah, he got into it. Maybe the fourth joke he told then was something about, you ever meet people who talk about getting high on Jesus? It's like, how much for a quarter ounce? And the crowd was like, what? What's going on?
That is so fucking
weird. And then he like turned on the crowd that they
Did
just
you ever
went
say
silent.
Something to him?
Fuck no. I was like 24 or 25 at the time.
Okay, yeah.
And it was just like, oh, I mean, what am I going to... I say David Tell stole my joke. Everyone on the planet's going to take his side.
Right. Yeah, no, that's true. That's the scary part, because you don't know... Are they? Do they have writers? Is somebody watching you? Is somebody watching? You never know what the fuck is going on.
And with him, I don't think he has writers, because it seems like most of his comedy is just him being him.
That,
but
that shark joke, I like. It's actually a plane crash joke. He's like, and I think Stanhope did it on this podcast a year ago.
Oh, okay.
But and I agree, I couldn't breathe when he was doing it because I was so excited. Like, I love that joke. And he's like, my favorite plane crash, and I know it's wrong to have a favorite plane crash,
right?
But I do. And then he says what plane it was, that it went into the ocean, and then two of the passengers were eaten by a shark. And he was like, well, who fucked a leprechaun on this flight? It's two of the most rare things.
Double combined.
It was so, like, it was just the dumbest.
That's actually way better than my shark bit.
Doing it no justice, by the way.
My shark bit was not nearly that good.
I have to come up with a shark bit. Not only that, I have to buy my nephew a shark. He's obsessed with sharks. He's six.
Okay.
And it was his birthday, and we were in Wildwood, New Jersey. And his aunt on his mother's side bought him an orange shark. I know sharks aren't orange, but this bitch bought him an orange shark.
It's even better than a real thing.
And yeah.
Orange
is
the best color. So
it was orange and blue, and they were throwing it in the ocean. I'm a city kid. I like swimming pools.
Yeah.
I don't like oceans. I don't like things touching my feet. I don't understand what's happening in there.
Yeah. My wife's the same way. Yeah. No, nothing with critters. Yeah, creatures. So, that's what she always says.
Good
no, there's
her.
Creatures in there.
Yeah, and so if seaweed goes across my toe, I scream. I lose it.
Yeah.
If I step on a sand crab, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
So my sister Karen's the same way. She's tiptoeing by me. My mother won't even come. My mother used to go in the ocean with shoes on. Like, we're a little slow.
Yeah.
So we're in the ocean, and Conrad, my nephew, is pulling me, and I'm like,
Conrad,
okay.
Was this kid 80?
Isn't that a cute name for a little old boy?
Yeah, I guess so.
He's so cute. And so he got me up to like my knees, and I'm like shivering. And my niece, Victoria, she's like, you know, swimming around, and she's fine. She's out in the wild, if you will.
Right.
And I'm like, fuck. So my brother Jimmy, of course, is throwing this fish, this orange shark, whatever, up in the air, and Victoria would get it and bring it back. So one time he threw it up, Victoria was out swimming, and I went to get it, and I was like, Conrad's like, get it, Annelle, and I'm like, ha, 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 and I'm going, and I notice it's hitting my thighs, and I'm like, fuck, and the thing was on a wave, and I went to get it, and I just missed it, and then somehow it went under, and so I saw it under the water, and I couldn't go under. I'm a lifeguard, by the way.
I couldn't go under.
And I was looking at it like, fuck, it looks like a koi fish. Like, at that point, is it real? And I was timidly going to grab it, and I remember feeling the top of it.
Uh-huh.
And then the undertow just took it.
Sucked it out. So there's an orange shark in the somewhere out in the Jersey.
And my nephew was like, the undertow got him? Oh, Victoria, you missed my fish. And I was, he blamed Victoria. Yeah. I was like, hell yeah,
clearly
Victoria.
Her fault. It's not her fault.
She was out there showing off that she can go in the deep waters.
Hey, real quick, I don't mean to change the subject, but no, I thought we were locked in down here.
No, nobody can come down.
How did Danny get down here?
Oh, okay. So we are not locked in. Yeah. Maybe he had Mike open it for him.
I'm starting to think maybe we were lied to at the dawning of this episode.
If there's a liar in the building, I'm going to go with Mike Schmidt for $1,000. Probably. He's a nice guy. He didn't play third or first base for the Phillies.
I like that guy. He has the demeanor of a serial killer, and it's spectacular.
He keeps cleaning up down here. I'm like, is that where you're putting the bodies?
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm just
asking.
He's so calm, and at the same time, definitely a sociopath. I respect everything about it.
Anyway, so I guess we lost Annie.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
She's probably performing. She got a spot during the week.
Sold out main room, kind of, I think.
Is it?
Because Rogan's in there.
Dude, thank God I didn't get a spot then.
I'm in the OR. I'm getting $20.
Thank God I didn't get a spot in there either.
But not until midnight. Well, if this works, it's going to happen. If they get rid of what they're going
to
do.
They'll be able to figure out how to make sure that there's enough terrible comics to get on that list.
No, I disagree, because when I first started, we had those main room shows.
Uh-huh.
And it was killer. It was like it was so many more spots available.
Right.
And we never had bringers. Fuck, 93. There was no bringer shows. And if there was, they were in the belly room.
Right.
We had Rachel. Never in the OR.
Yeah.
That's sacrilegious. And I know they do it. And it hurts my heart. The main room, she started to pimp out a little bit, like, to benefits and things like that. But I don't ever remember people being able,
yeah,
you know, not until later, like 2000, like then Jay Davis came
in,
and then she would freak out, get rid of that. So she'd rather have it dark.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Which is respectable on her part.
It doesn't make the Comedy Store look like we have trash comedy shows, which is what bringer shows and
most
glorified
of
open mics.
Not
do.
All the bringer shows,
which
but
is
most
great.
Most of them, yeah.
Again, one of my favorite things, like one of those moments where I'm like, the Comedy Store is taking a turn for the better.
Yeah,
was when
they
started putting that sign out front at the Kathy and Vargas show. That was like, these are not professional comedians, and they got so mad.
That's bullshit. I ain't about ready. I swear to God, I ain't gonna put up with this shit.
Do you know the Improv covers the Improv when there's a bringer show? They cover the name.
Genius. See, I respect that.
You have to, because these idiots film and then they put it out there saying I was in the OR or I was at the Improv on their
And I see people all the time. Yeah, I'm a regular at the Comedy Store. And I'm like, bitch, you do the same bringer show twice a year.
That's annoying.
You're not a regular at the club.
Remember my friend Lauren when she was an agent, she was like, Chris D'Elia. He was like, yeah, I perform at the Comedy Store. And she's like, oh, you're a regular? And he's like, yeah. Like, I don't think he lied. He was just like, oh, I do a show.
Perform there regularly.
He kind of like skated around it, she said. And she looked at it and she was like, where, what night? Like, she grilled him because she worked with me from 94 till 2000.
Yeah.
So she was like,
takes
what
personal
night?
Ownership.
What night? Yeah, she was pissed. And then she goes, oh, in the belly room? That's not the real store. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. And then he was like, I'm going to have 9 comedy specials and 4 sitcoms in the next 6 years. So suck it, everybody.
She literally looked at her boss and was like, he's not a regular. I don't think we should work with him.
Terrible
plan. And I was like, Lauren. And then she, of course, didn't sign him. And
Why would you?
Yeah. Why would she sign something good?
The guy's eyebrows don't even have synergy.
I don't know what that means, but I like
it. Means they work together.
I mean,
he has too much independent power with
saying.
Each of his eyebrows. So I say I'm a lot like Chris D'Elia looks-wise, except for my eyebrows have synergy because they always go up together or down together.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because in my head, I'm like, does the hair connect together? Nope. I don't.
He can just lift one at a time. And I think that's a flaw.
I don't have that. Yeah.
No. Nope. Yours, synergy. That's what it's all about.
One time I got my
symmetry.
Eyebrows waxed weird and it looked like I was asking a question. So every night when I'd be waiting tables, Freddie Soto would be like, "What? What is it?" And I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "You look like you're asking a question." And I'm like, "You motherfucker." All because of this little Asian. Get in there.
I realized today that my eyebrows are going full villain.
You got good eyebrows.
They're going big.
People
now.
Would kill for those.
I don't know if that's true.
I would, because there's good hair, and then mine are so blonde, like you can see yours. Mine are so blonde, if I don't like pencil them in a little bit.
Mine are going gray.
I look like Whoopi Goldberg.
Because I used to have eyebrows that were way darker than my hair color. It's like when I was growing up, I had white hair and brown, like dark brown eyebrows.
Oh,
people would be like,
nice.
"You look like Groucho Marx." I'd be like, "What the fuck does that mean?" Because I was a kid, and I don't know who that is. But now my hair has gotten darker, and my eyebrows have started to turn gray, so... Well, I'm finally matching. It's a perfect time to be me.
It is a perfect
time
to be
you. Get on board, world.
I'm being honest. Like, it is a good time to be you. We're going to bring white power back. This
finally.
This is the goal. And
the white power never left in this country. Hey, Hollywood, I don't know if you're looking for a white male who's straight, but if you are,
he's
call
here.
Me. Oh, you're not?
He's here.
Got it.
Oh, you're not?
There. No, Hollywood actually answered me in my headphones. They're like, "We don't need any more of you."
The president of show business chimed in and was like, "We're good."
He quickly shouted it out. The honorary mayor of Hollywood, Johnny Grant. Rest in peace, Johnny.
Johnny. All right. Well,
thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to be, I'm sure Annie's going to be here. You can check out her social media. I think it's just Annie Letterman.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's funny on Twitter. She writes a lot of crazy shit. She calls people twats, too.
Yep.
She got in trouble alongside Rick and I. Well,
yep.
I didn't get in trouble
you're reasonable.
Yeah, I was being reasonable and...
And trying to just... honorably defend the club while I was just trying to really bully a middle-aged lady who was acting like
a
twat.
Snarky twat. And if any time a shoe fit for a snarky twat, it was hers.
She
was an asshole.
Yeah, her Twitter handle is Annie Letterman, AnnieLederman.
Yeah, she's funny. So follow her. And she performs here regularly at the world famous comedy store. You can see her in the main room right now, but you're not here. So
yeah, thanks. Thanks for not coming tonight,
thanks
jerks,
coming,
because I'm not here and I appreciate your loyalty to me.
Rick will be here all weekend. So will I.
Yeah, we'll be here this weekend.
I'm following you on Saturday.
Is that true?
I'm nervous.
Dude, you'll be great.
I better
eat
shit. I want you to rip it.
No.
So that I come up in tears almost.
Nope. It'll be perfect. When I followed you at the, what was that? Oh, it was the pod, the All Things Comedy thing?
Yeah.
I was sitting aside. I'm like, fuck, she's being so mean to the people I want to be mean to.
I'm sorry.
It's one of those moments where you're just like, God, she got all the good licks in before
shit.
I could go. I mean, it
sometimes
there's
you
nothing
have
you
to
do about
think
it.
Of that, though. I do
you
like
saw the face of that guy, and you thought, oh, that's a face that needs to be ridiculed.
Somebody
the same
to
way
be
I
punched
did.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did a lot of crowd work Sunday night at the Comedy Store in La Jolla for the 40th, and I felt bad because it was like, you know, I love to do that, and then I love shitting on people. I'm really bringing it together and fucking with it. And I was just so over my act from doing it.
Four nights in a row or
you
four
know,
shows
the
in a row.
Hour,
yeah.
I was doing an hour trying to, you know, for submission. And so I was like, fuck this. I'm just going to be me. And I forgot that they changed the lineup a little bit. So there was two people after me.
Fuck them.
I know, but I, you know, one of them was like working on his Colbert set.
Yeah,
I was
fuck
like,
that guy.
My fault.
Yeah, fuck that guy. If he can't work on his Colbert set after you do great, then that guy can go
crickets.
Fuck himself because he doesn't deserve to be on Colbert if he can't follow someone.
Yeah, but it's like he's running lines and I was just letting loose. Like they should have put him first or them first. There was two others. So
they should have told him he can't do comedy ever again.
That I agree
if
with.
If you can't follow somebody, period, you shouldn't be able to do comedy ever again.
I agree. But I did feel a little guilty because when you do a crowd, it does fucking send a wave of, yeah. I don't care. I'm done with being nice to people.
It's always shitty to be funny at a show where you're supposed to be funny.
Isn't that weird?
Asshole people.
People get shocked by that. Anyway, all right.
Come out. We're going to be bastards to people all weekend.
We certainly
will.
We
ain't going to give a fuck who's following us.
I'm going to...
Tell your friends about the podcast.
Yes, please. And leave comments and fucking subscribe or whatever we're supposed to do.
Yeah, we don't even know how it works.
Rick and I don't even know how it works. I will also be on the East Coast with Dice starting September 8th. There's a bunch of shows. So if anybody, I will be opening for him and not giving a shit if he can follow it or not.
Yeah.
Because you know what he can do? Follow it.
Yeah, no matter what.
No matter what.
That's why he's a professional comedian.
So that's the 8th through, I think, the 16th. It's like Boston, Jersey, Atlantic City.
And I'll be taking care of a dog with a heart murmur.
I'm so sorry about that.
That's, she's had it for a couple of years. It's not a new thing. We're just getting it checked out. And I'll be loosely parenting while being consistently ridiculed for it.
That's a great name.
So come on out. Come on out to Calabasas. Check out a dad who doesn't know what he's doing anytime.
Anytime.
Thanks for listening.